Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Hello? Yes, I can.
Sounds good.
Much better.
Now, I'll explain you one thing, ma'am. Now, as this is a case of identity theft, you know, we have put a secured server for you to give you a call so that the hackers do not come to know you're trying to get your identity fixed, or they do not come to know that you have told the anti-hacking department as well as the federal officers about this case. If they come to know about this, they will start doing all the illegal activities again and again. So that is the reason I'll be giving you a call directly from the server, and the numbers which you will be able to see on your screen might differ, you know, they might be different every time, so that the hackers won't be able to come to know that you're trying to get it fixed. Do you understand that?
Yes,
ma'am. Now, right now, I just had a word with the officer about the situation. He has told me that doing something online might be a huge risk for you. You know, hackers might get that all those details. So that is the reason he has suggested me to go ahead and, you know, suggest you the cards from the Amazon store, ma'am, if you have an Amazon store nearby you.
I do not.
Do not have one? Okay, all right. And what did your doctor tell you? Like, is she or is he okay with it?
Yes, we just rescheduled.
So sorry about it, ma'am. I understand. I completely understand. How old are you, ma'am, if you can tell me that?
I'm 50.
Okay. All right. Do not worry. I'll make sure you will have a huge smile on your face at the end of the day. That's a promise from my side. If not an Amazon store, ma'am, you must be having a third-party store nearby you, like a Target store or like a Walgreens. How far is the Target from you?
Probably less than 10 miles.
Okay, and what about the Walgreens, ma'am? A Walgreens or else a Walmart store?
3 or 4 miles from Walgreens.
Okay. All right, and also I told the officer that you do use a Walmart card. Have you ever used a Walmart card before, a plain Walmart card?
A Walmart card as in a credit card?
A Walmart, you know, you also call it a gift card, ma'am. In the technical language, we call it a blocking card, but in the store language, you call it a gift card as well, a Walmart gift card.
Have I ever used a Walmart gift card?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, so Walmart gift cards also help you to block the IP addresses of the hackers. Now, if you can tell me, the gift card which you have for Walmart, did you buy it in last 10 days or you have bought it before that?
Yeah, it has been a long time.
Oh, it has been a long time. All right, so that card won't be used for a blocking activity, ma'am. But not a problem, that amount will be reimbursed to you as well. Right now, just tell me one more time on the recorded line, as I told you, we have to play the recording of this call inside the courthouse to make sure that you're not the one who is trying to do all these illegal activities. So if anything goes against you, ma'am, we will provide them the recording and tell them that, no, you haven't done these illegal activities. You are on call trying to fix up your identity, ma'am. Okay? Now, the Walmart gift card as well as the Apple gift card was one and the same in the blocking purpose, ma'am. Okay? So as you know, you're aware about the Walmart gift card, ma'am? That's good. We will go ahead and block the IP addresses through a Walmart gift card, which will also help you to cancel the transaction of $7,000. Okay? All right?
Okay.
If you can tell me, ma'am, how far is the Walgreens from you? A Walgreens, a Walmart store, which is the nearest one to you?
Walgreens is the nearest.
Walgreens is nearby you. Okay. All right, the officer is really happy with the situation right now, as he has come to know you're trying to get it fixed by working as a team and not follow the whole long procedure, which will also affect Amazon's name. You know, that will affect our company's name as well. We do not want to spoil our company's name, as I told you, ma'am. Okay, so he's really happy with the situation. Also, we will be providing you with a free Amazon.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me, ma'am?
Now I can.
Even the manager as well as the officer is really happy with the situation right now, that you're trying to work and you're trying to follow all the instructions and the protocols given to you. That is the only reason. You're also getting a free Amazon gift card of $70 just because of...
Hello?
Ma'am. Okay. You make sure you give me a good feedback. Does that sound good to you?
Well, you went out again. The last thing I heard was you'll be getting an Amazon gift card of $70.
Yes, ma'am. Just because of the inconvenience, you have been facing problems.
Hello? Hello?
That's right. That is the reason, ma'am. We do not want to spoil our company's name, nor we want to lose a happy customer like you, ma'am. That is the only reason. Okay? But I'll make sure you will have a huge smile on your face at the end of the day. That's a promise from my side. Does that sound good to you?
I guess.
All right. Now, just open the AnyDesk application one more time. Open AnyDesk on your phone, the red color application, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. And I'll get the whole call recorded, ma'am. Just push on I am aware of the risk and push on accept.
Enter that number?
No, you do not have to do that, ma'am. What exactly do you see on the screen?
Oh, enter remote address, and then I have a red number that says your address.
Okay, all right. Just give me a quick moment.
So I do have another question.
Please, ma'am, go ahead.
So when this happened before with Amazon, this happened about a month ago where someone ordered a MacBook Pro.
Uh-huh.
A Mac. And
yes, ma'am.
So we went through, was just trying to cancel the order, letting them know that it was not us.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I was checking my credit to see if anyone had tried to open credit cards under my name or anything.
No.
Yeah, nothing.
Actually, what happened over here is last time when they did that, you know, we tried our best to cancel it, and we first have let you know that these hackers might do any illegal activities, ma'am. This time they have already done the illegal activities, you know. This time even if we cancel the transaction, because of the illegal activities, ma'am, you might get arrested as well. We do not want that to happen.
Well, what I'm saying is, how if they've stolen my identity,
mm-hmm.
then where is that showing up? Because it's not showing up in my credit that they're trying to get credit cards in my name.
Because we are not letting the credit card transactions go through, ma'am, but we couldn't stop them from uploading child pornographic videos using your personal details, like your IP address, ma'am. IP address, your location, your socials.
Okay.
Yes,
you'll say what? This is the first time I'm ever hearing anything about IP addresses and that can affect my identity or someone stealing my identity. Why are people not letting people know about this?
I'm sorry?
I mean, why do I not know? Why do people not know that this is a risk about their IP address and that they need to be tracking their IP address to see if their identity has been stolen?
No, ma'am. Actually, this is not that easy, ma'am. Hacking into IP address is very, very difficult, ma'am. Only hackers from Nigeria do that. And this doesn't happen with all of them, you know?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That is the only reason. And right now, we do not want them to know about this. Just close the AnyDesk application, ma'am. Close it completely and open it once again. Close the application completely, ma'am, and open it one more time.
Okay. I did.
Now push on I am aware of the risk and push on accept.
Okay.
Push on accept one more time.
Yeah, it has to count down.
From start broadcast. All right, sounds good. You're pretty first.
Okay,
make
so
sure
I...
no one accepts it and start broadcast.
Okay.
And then go back to the home screen once you push on start broadcast. Just make sure no one comes to know about the illegal activities, because at times even anyone can go ahead and file a complaint stating that there is a case of identity theft and against you. So we do not want that to happen. What
this
exactly do you see on the screen now?
This says live broadcast to any guest has stopped due to the session was closed by the remote user.
Now go back to application. Push and go back to application.
To the any desk application?
Yeah, any desk, yeah.
Okay.
Then push on I'm aware of the risk. Push on accept.
Okay.
And push on start broadcast.
Okay.
Then keep it as it is. Then go back to the home screen.
Okay.
Once you're back on the home screen, check your emails now.
Yeah.
Did you receive the email, ma'am?
From PayPal?
From Amazon, from PayPal, or from Walmart?
Yes, I've received gifts at PayPal, and I received okay, Walmart, it says your order was canceled.
I told you, right? We will go ahead and cancel it one by one. Now, hackers cannot make any payment from Walmart. We have stopped them from making any payments from Walmart. That is the reason it says that.
Okay.
All right. We'll go ahead and stop the payments from everywhere one by one, ma'am, because we have blocked the IP address from Walmart. That is the reason it says payment canceled.
Okay, so that payment was
link.
That was for
yes,
the gift card. Is that correct?
Yeah, everything will get cancelled one by one once the IP address gets blocked. Now
okay.
Check the email from PayPal. Check the email from PayPal, the email link.
For the gifts at PayPal?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It says your gift card is ready.
Okay. Then push on view my code. And you received the Walmart $200, right?
Well, this one is for the Target gift card for $100.
Yes, ma'am. You can open that and push on View My Code. Once you push on View My Code.
Claim gift card?
No, do not push on Claim gift card. Just push on View My Code and keep it as it is, ma'am.
I don't see a view my card. How to use this gift card, merchant terms, and PayPal terms.
Just keep it as it is, ma'am. And right now, if you can tell me, ma'am, how much time will you take to reach the Walgreens?
It would take 15 minutes.
15 minutes away from you, because I just received an email from the federal officer who is in charge of this case. His name is Jacob Whitmore, okay? All right. So he's willing to help you out in this situation, okay, just because you're following all the instructions and the protocols given to you, all right? So right now, ma'am, we'll go ahead and block it by a physical blocking card from the store. It is known as a gift card inside the store. In the technical language, we call it a blocking card, okay?
Okay.
All right? Because right now, doing anything online might be a huge risk for you, ma'am, and we do not want to take any risk right now. You're already into a risk, like your identity is already into a risk, ma'am. That is the reason. Okay. But if you have any other questions regarding this case or regarding the procedure, ma'am, do let me know, okay?
Okay. I mean,
do you see on the screen, ma'am?
I see I'm in PayPal for gifts. I see a Target gift card for $100.
It's a claim card, claim gift card.
Okay.
Yeah. And keep everything safe with you, okay? Because you will need everything once you receive the letters and the documents signed by the manager and the officer from Amazon and the Federal Department, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So once you push on claim your gift card, what exactly do you see on the screen?
Just the amount and event number, access number, no expiration.
Okay, just keep it safe with you, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, then go back to your Safari. Just go back to Safari, ma'am. Make sure you do not go ahead and give the emails physically to anyone. Do not send it to anyone, okay? The emails, just the emails I'm talking about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm in Safari.
Okay. And type in PayPal gifts.
Yes.
Once you type in PayPal gifts, ma'am, just scroll down a bit. You will see the Apple card.
Yes.
And push on this is for me because this is for you, right?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Once you push on this is for me, push on buy now option at the very bottom.
How much would I be?
100, ma'am. The blocking code is 100. When you do it online, we do not risk up your accounts, ma'am. That is the reason we push on 100. Then push on buy now.
So why do we keep doing this?
And because there are 6 IP addresses of the hackers, right? You saw IPv6, which says your private information has been exposed.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, that is the reason. It's good that you are asking me all the questions, ma'am. It's really very good. We can play the recording of this call inside the courthouse if anything goes against you, ma'am.
Hello?
I'm with you, ma'am.
Okay. So how exactly is this blocking my ordering gift cards? How is that blocking?
I'll explain you that as well, ma'am. Just open the Amazon application, ma'am. Open the Amazon application. It's blocking the transactions. This is blocking the small transactions now. Once you open the Amazon application, ma'am.
Yes, it's asking me to sign in.
Now, do not sign in. Just push on skip for now. We have put a red flag, right? I told you, right, that we will go ahead and put a red flag.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. That is the reason it's asking you to sign in. But push on skip. Then at the very top, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the very top, right, you will see a square option. Besides the microphone, you will see a square.
Yes.
Yeah, click on the square.
Okay.
Once you click on the square, ma'am, it will ask you to allow access. Do you see that?
Well, when I clicked on the square, it's the camera.
Yes, ma'am. So that is a scan. Once you go ahead and scan it on your IP address, using your phone, using your account, ma'am, you will be able to block it. You will receive all the emails that the IP addresses from Nigeria has been blocked, and that will give you the location of the IP address, ma'am, which the hackers are trying to use.
Okay. Explain that again. What do I do? So, yes, I opened this up, and it opened my camera, our scanner.
Yes, ma'am. Once you scan your email address, once you scan the picture of the emails which you have received, once you scan the cards, ma'am,
yes,
you will be able to cancel the transactions one by one, and you will be able to block the IP addresses one by one. It will also show you the location of the IP address from where these hackers are.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So, how do I do that?
I'll help you to do that. I'll be the one who will be helping you to do that, ma'am. Right now, you're just collecting all the cards to block it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So, right now, doing anything online will be a huge risk for you. That is the reason for your safety and security. We'll have to get the card from a Walgreens store to cancel the transaction of $7,000, which is on your account. Okay?
All right. What account?
On your IP address. And just let me go ahead and pull up the details. Since your IP address.
Can I get out of this app? This thing
which app
Amazon
you're talking?
Amazon.
Yes, ma'am. If you understood that, you can get out of it, ma'am. The United Bank account, ma'am. The United Bank, which the checking account, which ends with 4277.
Okay, so that is current. Does that currently show on our account?
No, ma'am. That is because we did not remove the red flag. If we remove the red flag, all this transactions our account. But we did not do that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So, like, our bank will not be calling us saying that there are fraudulent charges on our using our bank account?
Right.
Hello?
Letters and the documents to send it to your bank, ma'am, stating that you are not the one who is trying to do all these illegal activities using your socials. You are not the one who is trying to upload this child pornographic videos, ma'am. Once your bank comes to know that one of their customer or one of the account holder from their bank, their identity has been misused, they do not go ahead and keep.
Hello.
And they directly go ahead and shut the account, and they go ahead and send all the identity details to the federal officers, ma'am. That is where the investigation starts. You understand that? But before your bank comes to know about this, we will send them letters and the documents. Go ahead and freeze your accounts, and they do not file a complaint against you, ma'am. Do you understand that?
I understand what I could hear, but you keep going out, and I'm missing half of this conversation.
No, I'll explain. See, once your bank comes to know about the illegal activities, like any illegal activities using your identity, ma'am, what they will do is, and they will file a complaint against the account holder, that is you, okay?
So
and once that happens,
does our bank know about this?
Right now, they do not know about this, ma'am. Right now, they do not know about this. So before they come to know about this, ma'am, we will send them the letters and the documents so that they do not get take any actions against you and your identity, ma'am, so that you do not have to face all the legal trouble and you do not go behind the bars, ma'am. That is
okay.
Yes, ma'am. So right now what I want you to do is, ma'am, I want you to keep your emails open. I want you to get dressed so that you can go to the store and get it blocked as quick as possible. Okay. We have canceled the Walmart transaction now. We will go ahead and cancel all the transactions one by one for the PayPal and for the Amazon as well. Right now, you just get dressed. I'll have a word with the manager about the situation and also the federal officer who is in charge of this case. If you have any questions regarding this, ma'am, you can ask me all the questions, please.
Okay, what? So I am actually going in person to the Walgreens?
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
And what am I doing there?
Oh, ma'am, as just like we got the blocking card online, I mean the gift cards online, as per your language. We'll get the card from the store, ma'am, so that you do not have to put in any of your card details online, which might risk up your identity. We do not want that to happen.
I'm getting what card at Walgreens?
I believe that should be the Target card itself, the Target card you checked on PayPal. But I'll have a word with the manager about it, and I'll let you know. I'm not 100% sure about it, so I'll have to have a word with the manager before I go ahead and give you any of these details, ma'am, because he has a better idea about it.
The manager at the Walgreens store?
No, ma'am. I cannot go ahead and talk to any manager from any other company other than Amazon, ma'am. I only have the authority to talk to Amazon manager.
Well, so that's who you're talking about, the manager from Amazon?
Yes, ma'am, and I'll ask him which blocking card you will be receiving in the Walgreens. You do not have to talk to anyone in the Walgreens for now. I'll have a word with the manager. You just let me know. Once you're ready to leave your house, I'll let you know what exactly you have to do.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Any more questions, ma'am? Any more questions, please?
Am I staying on the line with you through all of this?
Of course, ma'am. Of course, ma'am, because I'll have to get everything recorded, and that is for your safety and security, ma'am. At this particular time, if the hackers go ahead and do any more illegal activity, you will have a proof that you were already on call with Amazon anti-hacking department, and at this particular time, you did not do any kind of illegal activities. So that will be as a proof, you know, to prove that you are not the one who is trying to do this.
So when I get to Walgreens, I have to go into Walgreens?
First, what you can do is, once you're ready to leave your house, do let me know. I have received an email from the manager as well. Right now, you can just carry your driver's license with you. Do carry the charger of your phone with you so that we do not get disconnected. Also, I want you to carry your debit cards and your credit cards with you, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Please repeat that. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me, ma'am? Are you in a good reception area, ma'am? Hello?
What?
Yes, are you in a good reception area? Just give me a quick moment, ma'am. Hello?
What?
Yeah, I'm with you. Hello, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I'm with you, ma'am. I can hear you. Hello?